Good morning, good noon, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you, listener. My name is Nero. I'm from the first year of multimedia broadcasting. Here, I want to tell you a short story. The title is The Proud Chicken by Aronsov Fairy Tale. Okay. There is a widow named Hongmo. Hongmo lives in a house near a marketplace. Every year she raises hundreds of chickens, which she told to support her life and her two children. Every day the flock go to the fields nearby to find food. There is the largest one of all of the chicken, and he was called the king of the chicken. He was the strongest, he was the loudest of them all, so no one dared to oppose him. One day, the king wanted to go to the wilderness because there is not enough food here. So the king said, "Let us go to the wilderness. There is not enough food here," said the king. But the flocks responded,
We are afraid to go to the wilderness. There are foxes and eagles. They will catch us."
And the king responded, "It is better for the old hens and cowards to stay here." In the flocks, there is a chicken, and this chicken named Secretary. Then the secretary responded, "I will go with you. I have no fear." So, not long after, both of them go to the wilderness. In the middle of the road, the secretary found a beetle. When he was about to swallow the beetle, the king flew into him with anger and said, "Beetles are not for common. Beetles are food for the king. So why don't you give it to me?" "Okay, we have two male chickens here, so it is obvious that they get into a fight." When they are fighting, the beetles slip away, hid under the grass, so the beetle will not get found sooner or later. Realizing that, the secretary said, "I will not fight for you, neither will I go with you to the wilderness." So the secretary went home. Near the sunset, the flocks was ready to greet their king. But when the king got home, he was very, very angry because there is no one there to go to the wilderness with him. So the king started to pick a fight one after another with the flock. After all that fight, all of the flock said,
We will not serve this king any longer. We will go to the garden and stay there for 3 nights. If Hongmo still care for us, then sure Hongmo will come and find us. If she is not, we will go from here far, far away."
So in the next sunrise, Hongmo come to the field. When she called her flocks, there is only one able to respond her call, and it was the king. So Hongmo asked the king,
Where are your flocks? Where are they? Where are my children?"
But the king responded in arrogance, "I do not need those cowards to stay with me. I don't need them all. But Homo responded, if you dare to push away your flocks, you sure you see trouble, king. But the king do not care. Instead, he jumped to the fence and started to roasting so loud. I do not care for you. I do not care. So Homo go to find, went in search her flocks. When the dark night came, Homo wasn't able to find her flocks. So she will try tomorrow. In the sunset, Homo go to the garden. In there, she found her lost flocks. When the chickens see Homo, they were so happy. They flew to Homo and bowed their head. And Homo said, what happened to all of you? Is there any problem? And the secretary responded, yes, we have trouble with the king. He was being so annoying. Homo replies, No. We must make peace here. All right. Come on. All of us come to meet the king. So Homo and the flocks go back to the field to meet the king. The king was there. But when they all have arrived there, the king start to say things proudly. Why did all of you come back? I don't need you. I don't need all of you. So the king jumped and climbed the highest tree and sang a war song. But he sang too loud, so loud, and an eagle heard him singing. And then the king was get eaten or get talent. The king was get caught by the eagles in the blink of an eye. And after that, Homo and the flocks never, ever seen that annoying, proudsome king ever again. Thank you. If there are any mispronunciations, I'm sorry. Thank you for listening, all of you.